Hey, dude, I can't remember the last time you knocked without just coming in. Are you trying to make a good impression on the girls? Come on inside. It's a bit crowded, but I saved a seat next to me on the sofa. Ladies, our guest has arrived.
Well, hello.
Hi. Oh, it's you.
Wait, you guys know each other?
It doesn't sound like a friendly relationship.
Oh, don't worry about it. Water under the bridge, really. We're both in a student club for a while in university. Oh, well, it's okay if you don't really remember me. It was a long time ago.
His loss, sweetie.
We should probably introduce ourselves. That way, you'll remember all of us. I'm Mitty.
Don't you mean Gother Girl?
Yeah, that's my username on Lit. It's a portmanteau of goth and author. It looks better on the screen, though.
Your wordplay is delightful, dear.
I think we're all pretty good at it.
That's easy for you to say, Nat. Anytime I try a pun, my commenters point out how bad they are.
Some people just have no sense of humor. Anyway, Miri here writes some of the most intimate narratives you'll ever read. I don't even bother buying romance novels anymore.
Oh, you're too kind.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
We like to encourage each other here. And what's your name, dear?
Shoot, I forgot to ask him.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Mona, and I can tell we're going to get along just fine.
Careful, it looks like Fondere of you is living up to her namesake.
Oh, hush. Oh, it's okay. You'll learn the names of all sorts of new kings. It's a play on the words with Yandere. I write a very specific type of erotica.
Her stories are quite intense.
And fun, especially the ones with kidnapping.
I don't think that's the intended response.
Who's to say? I have a lot of fun when I'm writing them.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So, I'm Nat, and you can find my stuff under Kawaii, am I so cute?
Fucking adorable.
You have to read her fanfics. They're so hot. You'd love them.
Fanfics aren't for everyone.
Trust me, he's the perfect kind of geek for your writing.
So, does he know your username yet, Sarah?
Come to think of it, no.
Something to hide, dear?
No, it's just a bit embarrassing. You all chose clever usernames. I'm just friends, two lovers, with two Z's.
It's fitting, though, especially with your specialty.
Yeah, I do have a weakness for a good friends to lovers story.
Wait, so you haven't shown him any of your writing?
No.
That's mortifying, Nat, even between really close friends.
I don't see what the big deal is. We're all writers here.
True. I think it'd also be stimulating, though, having a live audience for one.
We've read each other's stories together before.
It's not quite the same, dear.
Hey, have you had a cupcake yet? I bring treats to every meeting.
Oh my God, you have to. Nat makes the best desserts.
And tonight, I decorated each one to look like a titty.
You're so creative, Nat.
Go on, honey, and take a lick. As the newcomer, we're waiting to evaluate your technique.
What?
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it. Feel free to have another if you want. I just leave the leftovers here for Sarah anyway.
By the way, we've all read your short story, but we didn't want to overwhelm you with feedback. I can say that it's really good, though, and your spelling and grammar are great, too. That's usually a hurdle that can sink a lot of new writers.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. But if you're gonna post, you probably want to write something at least twice as lengthy?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to see something longer from you.
See? I told you, you have nothing to worry about. We all agree that you've got what it takes. If you decide to keep writing erotica, that is.
I really hope you do.
You're not new to creative writing, are you? Your story was too well written for that, like, from a technical standpoint.
That's also what I suspected. We've all been writing creatively for years, but we're still pretty new to erotica. I think it's been almost 6 months now.
Speaking of which, our lovely Nat is the one who introduced us all to Lit Erotica, if you can believe it.
Fanfiction just kind of naturally leads to erotica. And they don't have any shortage of the erotic fanfics there. Plus, all of the other sexy stuff.
I'll say. As soon as we all checked out the site, we pretty much dove headfirst into erotica, right?
Pretty much.
Wholeheartedly.
And now that you've had a taste of how addictive that place can be, what do you think?
Oh, I can relate. And I feel excited and overwhelmed at the same time, too.
You'll find your niche. You just have to give it some time and explore a little.
Speaking of exploring, did Sarah show you some of our stories so you'd know what kind of pervert you'd be associating with tonight?
Mona!
No, I didn't. It's his first meeting. I didn't want him to feel pressured to give feedback to a bunch of review-hungry attention whores.
That's fair. Most of the time, we just drink and have some laughs anyway.
And eat. I hope nobody minds if I have my second cupcake.
One of these days, you're going to eat the poisoned one.
It's worth it.
Hey, are any of you familiar with Reddit?
Can't say that I am.
Isn't that the place filled with cat pictures?
And doggos.
Well, yeah. But I also found this community there that might be just up our alley. It's called...
Hey, how are you doing? We're not too much for you, are we? We're probably gonna wrap it up soon anyways. It's getting pretty late. Sweet. I'm glad to hear that. I knew you'd have a good time.
If there's an interesting conversation going on over there, I'd love to get in on it.
Oh, just making sure he wasn't feeling overwhelmed. When we all get together, we're kind of a handful.
Or two.
Oh, I hope not. It'd be really nice if you kept coming.
Who could resist coming with the four of us here?
Oh, God. I think that's a sign.
You may be right, hun. As much as I don't want this night to end, I think the wine may be getting to me. Are you still fine to give me a lift, sweetie?
Always, Mona.
Well, then we should probably get going. It was lovely to meet you.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad you could join us.
I should probably go, too. I still can't believe you're Sarah's writer friend.
Aw, it was really great seeing everyone again. I'm already looking forward to next month.
Now, dear, why don't you let me give you my number? Then, if you ever want to talk about writing, or anything really, just send me a text or give me a call.
Oh, good idea. Me too.
Yeah. Might as well.
Well, I guess we're all set then. Thank you for hosting, Sarah.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Thanks. Good night.
Bye. It was good seeing everyone again. Dude, what is it with you and Nat? I don't think I've ever seen her like that before. She's usually sassy, but never rude. Huh. Maybe something happened back then and she still holds it against you? You could always ask her now that you have her number. So, other than that, what did you think? Want to join our little club? That's great. I couldn't help but notice that Mona and Miri seemed pretty eager to chat with you. I mean, Mona comes on a little strong, but I'm sure she'll understand if you tell her when she's making you uncomfortable. I think you'll fit in really well if we can sort out the whole Nat situation. What? No, Miri's just a bit shy around new people. Believe me, She said more to you tonight than she did to me in the first month I knew her. Anyway, I should probably get a bit of cleaning done before I head to bed. Unless you wanted to help out? You're right, it's pretty late. Did you want to crash on the couch? Fair enough. I should really look into getting a more comfortable sofa. Hey, text me tomorrow, okay? We should get together soon to watch a game or something. Alright, see you later.